Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Deep behind enemy lines, live from Chemtrail County, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. I'll actually be sitting in for the next couple of days. Alex will be back on Thursday, but I'm really glad you can join us today. It is the 23rd day of January 2006, and strap on in, folks. We got a wild ride for you today. We will be doing several interviews on the Second Amendment. I hope all of you have read the Second Amendment. You know what that is. Richard Pearson, Executive Director, Illinois State Rifle Association, will be joining us at the top of the second hour. We're going to be talking about these FOID cards. Yes, the plot thickens. And Aaron Zellman, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, will be joining us also in the second hour of today's broadcast. But we have a ton of news to cover before we get started. I host Deadline Live on Genesis Communications Radio Network. It follows the Alex Jones Show 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. That would be 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. And I've been doing the program for roughly about 5 years in various forms and formats. And I think Alex and I have quite a lot in common. I hope that you will find this satisfactory. We will be taking calls throughout the program. Of course, if you don't know the number, it is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Still a lot of information now coming about the Bin Laden tape. The Goldstein tape, we will be talking about that during the program. Also, the Prime Minister, President of Syria, Assad, says he sees a global plot over Lebanon, talks about the New World Order, uses that term specifically as it relates to the United Nations. We're going to talk about that. Also on today's program, what are all these mining accidents about? Notice suddenly there is a rash of mining accidents. I think we are up to 3 in the last 30 days. What could possibly be behind that? Could it be more cronyism? We are going to get to that on today's program. Google versus the government. We will break down that phony dog and pony show. Of course, Google being made out to be the good guy. And isn't that very timely? Also, Iran sanctions could drive oil past $100 a barrel. Of course, that's going to hit you folks in every sector of society. As gas goes up, so does everything else. Halliburton is cited in Iraq contamination. We're going to try to get to that story today. Of course, Larry Franklin, last Friday, I believe, was sentenced to 12 years in prison for espionage, spying, passing state secrets to Israel. We'll try to get to that. A top secret Navy file was found in a pub. That's very odd. Yes, a top secret Navy file from Great Britain, from the Royal Navy, detailing warships' top secret Middle East tour of duty, has been found lying on a pub table. I wonder if it was in a largely Muslim neighborhood that pub happened to be located. We're going to try to get to that today. A big election story, as the Washington Post now seems to understand the complexities of e-voting and Diebold specifically. We'll try to get to that today. Saddam has a new judge. He is Kurdish. That doesn't bode well for Saddam Hussein. We will talk about that. A Russian general says 9/11 is a globalist inside job. Are you getting the picture, folks, that more and more people are starting to understand exactly what we're up against, including generals and heads of states, and as we talked about Assad from Syria, presidents and leaders of nation. A lot of news to cover, a lot of information, and your calls. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
That is certainly what it's about. There is a war on for your mind. The minds of your family, the minds of your community, of your coworkers, of your friends, of the people walking down the street. That's right. They don't want you to think for yourself. And, of course, we're talking about the establishment, both global and otherwise. You know, and that's the refreshing thing about a program such as this and a network such as Genesis Communications. You are allowed to think for yourself. We're not in the business of spoon-feeding you information, telling you what to think, forcing our opinions down your gullets. We ultimately want to open your eyes, put some things on the record that aren't getting on the record, things that you might say are below the fold, so to speak, and allow you to come to your own conclusions. And a little common sense goes an awfully long way, doesn't it? It's the old adage, 19 hijackers with box cutters cannot smash apart buildings. In fact, the most well-protected buildings on the planet Earth. Common sense tells you there is something wrong with that picture. Of course, I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today. No, you don't have the wrong program. You are tuned in to the right program, and we have a lot to offer for you today. I want to start off with this Osama bin Laden tape. I was speaking about this on my program the other day and found it interesting that Fox News always spells Osama, Usama. That is USA Ma. It's like the old Seinfeld episode. USA, that is the mother USA of all intelligence. You know, some might dispute that. actually coordinating the movements of Al-Qaeda. Maybe that's what Fox News is trying to tell us by spelling that with a U. Of course, we call him Emmanuel Goldstein. Right on cue, the Goldstein tape comes out right when George W. Bush needs him the most. I mean, isn't that the most common sense issue, the most common sense component of this whole tape? Of course, remember the last time we heard from Mr. Goldstein was just a week prior to the 2004 elections. Now, when George W. Bush's poll numbers are through the basement, when he is being taken to task on any number of scandals, including the NSA spying, illegal spying on law-abiding American citizens and protesters and activists, here comes Emmanuel Goldstein, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden. And the previous inconsistencies on this, part of which the timeline, nothing really mentioned to indicate a timeline in the bin Laden tape, other than the fact that he mentions Afghanistan and Iraq. You would think that if this tape was being made in a rear, I guess a more recent point of view, we would have heard, some more recent historical indicators. We did not in the Osama bin Laden tape. Of course, the story goes they have to ride this thing by mule for 6 months to Al Jazeera, where no one thought to wait for any said tapes. A 24-hour verification, and let's keep in mind, folks, there is no verification of any of these tapes, whether they're from Zawahiri, whether they're from Zakawi, whether they're from bin Laden, whoever they're from. There really can't be a verification because, again, technology and morphing has taken us to such a point that even the CIA can't really get out in front of a tape and say, hey, this is absolutely 100% a actual bin Laden tape. But this doesn't stop the mainstream media talking heads, screaming heads, from maybe taking it a little farther, maybe filling in a few blanks, indicating that this is possibly, no, this is definitely bin Laden. I think the CIA usually stops a little short of that. And of course, as we talked about earlier, the timing of President Bush needing his friend bin Laden to come along right when the Patriot Act is set to expire, right when the NSA spying is at hand, and certainly when his polls have dipped. We've watched his polls actually go up since this has happened. Because, of course, the dumbed-down sheeple who are afraid, who need protection from their government, whom they trust implicitly, love to be protected. And this is exactly what's going on, folks. George W. Bush is going to protect us. If you believe that, then we really got a lot of work to do with you. Well, this is a recent analysis by a Duke professor. He says he's doubtful about Thursday's audio tape from Osama bin Laden. He's Bruce Lawrence. He's just published Messages to the World, The Statements of Osama bin Laden, a book translating bin Laden's writing, and he's very skeptical of Thursday's message. It was like a voice from the grave, Lawrence said. He thinks bin Laden is dead and has doubts about the tape. Lawrence recently analyzed more than 20 complete speeches and interviews of the Al-Qaeda leader for his book. He says the new message is missing several key elements. There's nothing in this from the Quran, he writes. He is, by his own standards, a faithful Muslim, Lawrence said. He quotes scripture in defense of his actions. There's no quotation from the Quran in the excerpts we got, no reference to specific events, no reference to past atrocities. While the CIA confirms the voice on the tape is bin Laden's, again, with just enough plausible deniability to get them out of any sticky wickets, and we have to remember also, George W. Bush has not commented word one on this tape. Again, waiting to see if this floats, making sure that he doesn't get caught. Again, the confirmations are very shaky. A lot of indicators. Lawrence questions when it was recorded. He says the timing of the release could be a action to divert attention from last week's U.S. airstrike in Pakistan. The strike targeted bin Laden's deputy, Al-Zawahiri, and killed four leading Al-Qaeda figures along with civilians. We've all heard that story. And now various reports coming out about that story, including other former captured or dead or mistaken terrorists. It all kind of comes together, folks. Lawrence believes faulty Pakistani intelligence led to the strike and the civilian deaths when the tape was leaked by Pakistani authorities to divert attention from their mistake. This makes it very easy, of course, folks, to blame the Pakistanis over this tape if it does turn out to be fake. It led to a failed military operation where America got blamed, but they are people who really like to blame anyone else. They're the ones who provided the intelligence, of course, Lawrence said. I think this is an effort to say we are not going to look at this terrible incident that happened. Another element that Lawrence takes issue with is bin Laden's latest message. Its length is only 10 minutes. Previously, the shortest was 18 minutes. Now, this is, again, a Duke professor. This isn't some internet researcher somewhere. A Duke professor, highly accredited, is writing a book on Osama bin Laden, has been listening to bin Laden tapes, analyzing and coming up with patterns for the prior tapes alleged to be Osama bin Laden, has a lot of problems with this. And, of course, again, perfect timing when we're in this big mess in Pakistan, which, by the way, is starting to iron out. What we're starting to hear now is that, yes, al-Zahiri went running away from a house while it was being bombed. Of course, initially, these reports from Pakistan stated that we killed a lot of innocent women and children. It's really kind of par for the course, a daily activity with the coalition of the killing. But we bombed the wrong target. Pakistan was extremely upset, though this story is now, speaking of morphing, this story is now morphing into a more complex tale of open conspiracy in Pakistan. One of the characters involved in this, of course, the one that tipped off the fact that al-Zahiri was in Pakistan at this house, which could have instigated this bin Laden tape, again, making full circle, was the gentleman who was captured, roughly about 6 months ago, and whose name didn't match up with the actual terrorist they were supposed to catch. He was this is what they always do, folks. They always catch the number two guy, don't they? I think next week they'll catch another number two guy or the number three guy in the various departments of al-Qaeda. So former phony assets coming together with new assets, creating the illusion of Osama bin Laden, snapping Americans right back into line. And if it wasn't so transparent, it would actually be a little bit funny. If it wasn't so dangerous, it might be a little bit funny. But all in all, we're being taken for suckers. It's just that simple, folks. They assume that we don't read newspapers. They assume that you don't listen to radio programs such as this. They assume that you don't read, that you are spoon-fed news from establishment media, and that you'll never connect the dots. And then they assume that if you do connect the dots, you'll be in such a small minority that you really won't be able to raise your voice. And, of course, constant monitoring of you in case you do raise your voice is the era that we live in. It's absolutely amazing. So I'm sure none of you have fallen for the Osama bin Laden tape. You're welcome to call in today's program and give us any more information you might have or any comments on that. Now, going to this Assad story, sees a global plot over Lebanon. President Bashar al-Assad returned to the offensive yesterday over Syria's ties with Lebanon, saying the deterioration in relations between Beirut and Syria was due to a, quote, global plot against the Arab world. What is happening between Syria and Lebanon is part of a global plot against all Arabs, which has many facets, Assad told a conference of Arab legal groups and unions in Damascus. Assad's typically combative and nationalist address was frequently interrupted by delegates shouting paeans of praise to the Syrian leader, some of which prompted chanting and standing ovations. The Syrian president said he was in favor of the UN Commission of Inquiry into the murder of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri, continuing its work, but on a legal and not a political basis. And that's kind of shocking, folks, to think that he would be in favor of this UN commission led by former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, which ultimately has pinned the murder of Hariri on Assad. Very interesting, quite a conundrum. We're going to continue with this story and other news on today's program, The Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Assad from Syria, President Assad, some very interesting speeches he's been making. You know, you can't really get through a month, folks, without some global leader or generals talking about the New World Order. Don't let people tell you that you're crazy to use a term like the New World Order, because this term is being used consistently in every country on every continent in the world. We remember, looking back now, about 2 or 3 months, a joint statement by China and Russia saying that the world would be better off with a New World Order, they say, which would be run by the United Nations. Don't let people tell you that Russia and China have a problem with the United Nations. They love the United Nations. And apparently so does Assad, which just doesn't make any sense. This is where we get into a pretty clear channel of just working together. These people work together. They all seem to be on the same page, yet outwardly and in the news, we constantly hear of these conflicts. Assad went on to say, total cooperation with the UN Commission must be made while respecting principles of national sovereignty. That is what you would call an oxymoron, folks. The neutrality and inquiry on a legal basis. National sovereignty is the strongest thing, and not UN resolutions, Assad said. So he doesn't appear to be all the way on board with the United Nations. And if he is, in reality, a sovereign country, why would he be? Again, speaking in front of a backdrop which read, defending Syria is national duty in English and Arabic. Syria has come under sustained international pressure for change following the February 2005 murder of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri, which was widely blamed on Damascus. Assad has vehemently denied responsibility for the Hariri murder and a string of other political assassinations too that hit Lebanon over the past year. In fact, a major whistleblower came out. This wasn't, again, covered in the mainstream media. He was immediately bought off, apparently. He came and went just as fast as he came. And he said he was in on the plot to kill Hariri, and it was not Assad, and it was not Lebanon that did it. In fact, it was the usual suspects. This is the more interesting part of the speech, which I was trying to get to. Syrian president charges Israel was behind the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's death, said the world failed to intervene. Again, Israel assassinated Arafat. Assad makes this statement in the wake of talks with Iran's president, in which Syria voiced support for Iran and its right to obtain nuclear capabilities. He went on to say, Israel has denied being responsible for the deterioration in Arafat's death before his death, and has denied poisoning him. Very, very strong rhetoric, which, in a way, he should know, might put him in an even more bigger of a pinch. In his speech, Assad also referred to the Palestinian issue and claimed the current international situation does not allow for peace negotiations to go forward. The president also slammed the so-called, quote-unquote, New World Order, describing the situation instead as global chaos. Well, we all know that's exactly what the New World Order wants. That's what they perform, and that's how it ends up. It is order out of chaos. Global chaos equals the New World Order, according to Assad, and I happen to agree. Not that I'm a big fan of Assad. It was not Israel's failure to comply with the Arab demands that impeded the peace processes, Assad said, but rather the forces operating within the new global order and the international community which backed out on its commitment to peace. Maybe Assad doesn't understand that the peace, the world peace that's going to come through the world government with the global economy and the locked and loaded global currency hinges upon massive chaos. So he had it right. You know, that's the fact, folks. These people believe in what they're doing. They're not, you know, having trouble sleeping at night. I know a lot of you might be worried about that. These New World Order neo-pharaohs, as I call them, or matrix moles, having a problem sleeping at night. No, because what they believe in their utopian Fabian socialist mentality ultimately is that everything is going to turn out fine. They know better than you. That's why they're trying to stop you to think for yourself. Obviously, a rational man or woman that begins using their brain and they start to think instantly recognizes that their government is out for blood, that they are liars, that they are murderers. In fact, to quote Bill Hicks, all governments are murderers and liars. That's why they don't want you to think for yourself. Folks, stay tuned. We'll come right back. Go right to your calls. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk, it didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cartavite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex today, tomorrow, and the next day, and doing my show as well. It'll be 5 hours of news broadcast per day for me, which is a pretty good exercise, and I will be pretty well informed, if I haven't been already, 14 hours from now. But I thank you so much for joining us today. Alex should be back on Thursday, and it's just you and I together today. We're going to take a lot of calls, cover a lot of news. I really want to go to this mining story and the Halliburton story, but before we do, I want to go to these calls, and we're going to be doing a full hour of Second Amendment issues with Richard Pearson, an executive director of Illinois State Rifle Association. We'll be talking about these FOID cards that they have up there that they are trying to foil. And also Aaron Zellman, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. We have a big special on Innocence Betrayed, which we'll let you know about today as well. That'll be coming up in the second hour of today's broadcast. Let's go to these phones, 800-259-9231. We're going to try to get everybody in this half hour that is currently holding. Let's first go to Mark in Boston. Mark, thank you for joining us. You are on the Alex Jones Show.
How you doing, Jack?
Very good. Yourself?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay.
All right, my question is this. Let me start by saying I'm someone who does not believe that 9/11 was an inside job. So,
do you believe the version of events put forth by the government then?
More or less.
And have you had an opportunity to read the vast amounts of research regarding 9/11?
Well, I've surfed somewhat Alex's site. I've read mostly David Ray Griffin's book, his last one, his second one.
Well, folks, maybe people will help me out here, but this isn't really uncommon. We are actually in the minority, I'm sure you understand, though that minority is growing rapidly every day and includes some of the top people in the Bush administration, Reagan administration. I mean, this isn't something that is an internet conspiracy theory at this point. We have a lot of top-level people like Morgan Reynolds, and many others that have come out to say they don't believe it. We've had physics professors come out and say there's no possible way those fires or those airplanes knocked down those buildings. Have you seen the video of the buildings falling like they've been imploded? Does that not make you scratch your head a little bit there, Mark?
Well, let me get to some of the reasons why I don't think bombs brought down those buildings. One is that, well, it's actually in the form of a question. My theory is this, or my idea is this. The buildings obviously came down at the point of impact of where those planes entered the buildings. So my question to you is this. Would not highly engineered, obviously they are highly engineered, planted explosives at those points where the planes impacted have been so damaged that they would not have been successful in bringing out the buildings?
Well, look, we've got eyewitnesses inside the World Trade Center, one of which was decorated by Bush for being a hero and saving many lives. His name is William Rodriguez. He's one of many that heard bombs going off in the sub-basements of that building. If you look at the schematical infrastructure of the buildings, you would find, and this is why, you know, top physics professors are coming out, Mark, and saying they don't buy it, you would find that it was virtually impossible for the buildings not only to have fallen, but to have fallen in the way, shape, and form that they have. Now, tomorrow's program, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and tomorrow's show we'll have Eric Hufschmidt, who has done some incredible research into the actual schematical designs of the buildings. Now, that being said, we don't want to fall into a red herring, do we, Mark? I mean, I don't know if any of us are here to say we can prove without a shadow of a doubt that there were bombs put in those buildings or remote controls put in the airplanes. What we've been trying to say all along is that the official story from the government cannot possibly make sense. It does not add up.
Well, I'll get to Rodriguez in a second, but I want to go back to the plan I just made. Am I being irrational? Am I being illogical to assume that a 767 going into that building? I would submit this to you, that if you had ask any engineer, I have not done this, but ask any engineer who's going to plant explosives to bring down a building, in the traditional sense, obviously, in a non-conspiratorial sense.
But you understand, common sense has to prevail here. First of all, I've interviewed people on my program that threw me astounding information, including back in 1976, Timothy McNiven was working on a war game to contrarily fight any potential Muslims who might be using, specifically now, box cutters and airplanes to take down the World Trade Center. So that's very fishy, okay, right there. I've also interviewed people that have said that everybody in the World Trade Center were called out for some type of electronical repairs. They all stayed home for a few days, and at that point, I guess you could have wired the building. But again, you're taking us down the road of what could be a red herring, because at this point, yes, we are only trying to use some common sense. We're trying to use major heavyweight analysis. Of course, you've got Kevin Ryan, who worked with the company that insured the World Trade Center building, saying, again, it was impossible for the planes to bring down those buildings. In fact, you might have missed this, Mark, but I think it was about a year ago, there was an official report that came out, again, a government report that said that the planes did not bring down the buildings, and neither did the jet fuel from the planes, but it was actually the paper and the furniture inside the buildings that brought down the World Trade Center towers.
Well, though, is it really common sense to believe that, you mentioned a couple of days, is it common sense to believe that in a couple of days you could line two of the tallest buildings in the world? We're not even talking set aside.
Yeah, again, that's a red herring. I'm just throwing out some of the information that we have. No, I don't think we know definitively. In fact, I've talked to firefighters that say the building was built with C4 in it, that these buildings were built to be blown. You understand?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you look at, here's something that's very interesting. I don't know if you've seen any of Alex Jones videos, but I really encourage you to get the latest video that Alex has produced, and we're going to promote that here in this hour, where he goes into a nice monologue showing how the Bankers Trust building, which was right next to the World Trade Center, literally parts falling on it did not fall, yet across the plaza, Building 7 fell with no real flames or no real, answers as to how it fell and why it fell and why it felt like it was imploded. Even Dan Rather, commenting live when Building 7 fell, said, again, it looked like a controlled demolition. I mean, this is the thing. You may not want to believe it. Look, I don't want to believe it. There's nothing more I would like, Mark, to think than we were all extremely wrong, that there are some evil terrorists out there, and we can somehow solve the problem by going after these terrorists and of course, taking away your rights in order to do that. Okay, I almost would rather believe that than to believe that my own government was somehow complicit. And I don't fall into the, they just let it happen. They stood by and let it happen. It was controlled blowback. I'm of the position that they made that happen. And, of course, we have to always look at who benefits in a situation like that. Did Osama bin Laden benefit, Mark?
Well, let me get to what you said about Rodriguez. Now, we know that whatever Rodriguez heard, is not, whatever it is that he heard, obviously not the bombs that brought down the building, because those bombs went off at least an hour before the building fell, and that was in the basement. And of course, the buildings fell not from the bottom down, but from the point of impact down.
Are you keeping an open mind, Mark? Let me ask you that, because again, I'm not sure you've seen all of the information. It seems like, you see, here's what I'm trying to do, Mark. I'm trying to keep an open mind here. So if you can bring me information that will back up the government story, then I want to hear it. But that works both ways. You have to be open and use a little common sense as well. Now, we have no pictures of the terrorists. And this show wasn't supposed to be about 9/11, folks. But Mark asked, and I think we have an obligation to work with Mark. We're going to let you guys get in. And Mark, if you stay on the air, you can hear some of the listeners' responses, because I know they're going to want to talk to you. But again, does it make sense? There are no pictures of the terrorists. There are no terrorists or no Muslims or none of these Muslims on the manifest list of the planes. The planes were one-third full, leaving New York, Boston, and D.C. on a Monday morning. Believe me, I've lived in New York. That is nearly impossible right there. There are a lot of inconsistencies. Now, when you factor in that these terrorists use box cutters to take over these planes, and I've interviewed Chick Burling, Game sister Deborah Burlingame, she said he would fight to the death before he'd give up that combat cockpit, that he was a combat ready Air Force officer, and you're telling me that a couple of Arabs with box cutters made him give up that plane?
Well, obviously then you are one who does not believe that there were hijackers, because there are a multitude of views, and you're one who does not believe hijackers were on the airplanes at all.
That's something I believe. That is my opinion, and we're trying to work off of documents and facts here. Now, what was your response to Timothy McNiven? Again, he passed a lie detector on this, Mark, that they were working on war games back in 76 to combat Arabs with box cutters using airplanes to crash into the World Trade Center in the Pentagon. What do you think about the drills that they were running that morning that were doing exactly what the terrorists ended up doing? I mean, don't those issues raise questions with you?
They do, particularly the war games. I myself would like to believe that I'm someone who takes in all the facts and assesses my ideas from that point.
It looks to me like you're driven by a motive here. You called into the program. I appreciate the fact that you do disagree with what we're talking about. We put you on first. But as I'm relating to you a number of facts, you don't seem to be working with the facts. You seem to be ready to go on to the next issue to defeat our case. So I'm curious as to what, do you have a motive here, Mark?
Well, no, my motive is simply that, I don't believe this. I know that you do, as well as Alex Jones, and so I wanted to call you and ask you a few questions.
I've spent 4 years, every day of those 4 years, studying this, so I'm not going to say that I'm an expert or even that Alex Jones is an expert, though if anyone is, it is Alex Jones. But I've just given you roughly about a dozen facts that would give us any sense, any bit of common sense, we would find, using some of the facts that I've just relayed to you, that the government story doesn't hold water. So why, and then of course we get into the whole cover-up thing. I'm sure, Mark, you've studied the whole issue of the cover-up, of course, naming Henry Kissinger to be head of the investigation to find out what did happen on 9/11, the fact that most of the forensic evidence was shipped out and turned into ashtrays in China. I mean, if they really wanted to find out what happened on 9/11, they would have spent at least as much money as they spent trying to convict Bill Clinton on the blue dress. I mean, that doesn't add up.
Well, obviously, a lot of the evidence was shipped off, but much of it wasn't. It obviously was delivered to New Jersey, and I think it was the American Society of Civil Engineers. I think they were the first ones who had a stab at that, and of course, afterwards, NIST.
Do you think that there was a proper investigation into 9/11?
It seems to me there was. I don't think that there was anything out of the order in the investigation. Do you?
Here's what I would do. You can stay tuned and listen to some of these other listeners because I think they might want to take this on as well. But what I would do, if you have not seen 9/11 Road to Tyranny, if you have not seen the latest Alex Jones film, I would watch those and maybe, again, keep an open mind here. And I think that you would probably, if you are keeping an open mind, if you have an honest agenda or no agenda here, I think you'll probably open up to this a little bit. Because the problem is I've just seen too much. So it's very difficult for me to be swayed now back the other way. I mean, after looking at this for hundreds and hundreds of hours, I got to tell you, I know one thing for sure. The government's cover story is a conspiracy theory, and that's why we have a problem with it. Thanks for the call, Mark. Let's talk to Mike in Washington, is it? Mike, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Jack. Hey, I just...
I have so many problems with the government's cover story. Now, if they were able to work with us a little bit on some of the issues, then perhaps, you know, we can give them a bit of a free ride, a benefit of the doubt. But they have stayed staunch on their initial report, which came out, 12 hours, 2 hours after the initial bombing? They knew immediately it was bin Laden.
Yeah.
They had a passport that floated down. Again, this is misinformation. A passport that floated down from the burning towers that somebody found in the street in New York, which, of course, they retracted in the back page of some newspaper in London a year later.
Yeah.
We have a lot of problems with that story, don't we?
We absolutely do, Jack. And, you know, it doesn't take a rocket surgeon to figure this out. I mean, their wag the dog story is pathetic. One thing that several things that I might point out to the previous caller, Mark, is, I smell a shill, but eight of 19 of those box-cutter-wielding terrorists were turned up alive in other countries with respective jobs.
And I've used that before, and I appreciate you bringing that in, though. That is something that isn't, I don't believe that's solid. I don't believe that's 100% at this point.
Okay, well, another thing to take into consideration is who could wire the building? Marvin Bush, George W.'s little brother, was the head of security for the Twin Towers and Boston Logan Airport.
This is why they call it coincidence theories, because there are a lot of coincidences.
Who would have time to do it? Well, Marvin could have wired it. Towers were vaporized and sent to Jersey. The pancake theory does not vaporize hundreds of tons of concrete, steel, and human flesh. And they removed the crime scene, and the black boxes were also found by the FBI, and the firefighters were told not to mention it, and they were told to shut up. It doesn't take a genius to realize this. And the Bush administration was on Cipro a good 2 weeks before the terrorist attack.
That is documented.
Yep.
And Cipro, of course, was the antidote for anthrax. How did they know they were going to be anthraxed?
And it came from our own lab. And Jeb Bush declared martial law on the 7th because he wasn't sure if it was going to be the 11th or the 7th. So that's
you see, Mark did have a problem with the drills that were being run, which Richard Myers, Joint Chiefs of Staff, admitted when Congressman Cynthia McKinney asked him and Rumsfeld directly about the drills. That was the first time I remember him actually admitting it on the record. They were running the drills, but it was something else entirely different. It just happened to be drills to have hijackers go after the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. I mean, that's quite a coincidence. They did the same thing in London in the 7/7 bombings. They were running drills for exactly the terrorist event that happened the morning of July 7th. These are amazing coincidences. You would have to almost be a conspiracy theorist to believe in some of these coincidences that the government puts forth. Yeah, I think I smell a shill, too. But I don't mind that, you know, I like when people call into our programs and they want to debate us and they want to debunk us, because I think it's important that we all be cynics, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's good to refresh our memory on the hundreds and hundreds of points that one could bring up to someone that doesn't know any better.
I've forgotten more information than I could remember to put out on this program. There was so much to it, and I'm glad that Mark had read David Ray Griffin's book. I'm surprised I didn't do a little bit better of a job convincing him. Anything else, Mike?
Yeah, I wanted to mention that you have the most awesome bumper music. You know, when I can defend the Republic with Frank Black going, I'm in heaven. And another thing is, what's your take on there's not going to be a Super Bowl this year?
No, I don't believe that for a second. You're welcome to stay aboard. We'll get to Ken, Kyle, everybody else patiently holding. It's the Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, it's pretty apparent. We get callers calling in. I love it when people call in and disagree. What I don't love is when I refute something that they've said and they move right on to the next issue as if they're going down a list trying to check things off. I think the argument actually works in our favor. And it's almost surprising to hear that people really still believe that the government story on 9/11 is 100% sound and accurate. Well, we've won over a lot of people over the last couple of years, so we'll hold out hope for Mark or anyone else listening to this broadcast that might doubt that again. I mean, inside job, just the way you say inside job, it certainly has kind of a weird ring to it. But certainly, I think the most important thing to really say when we're talking about 9/11 is to just really make the case that we've debunked the government's cover story. We have debunked it. It does not add up. Unless they want to publish a new cover story, we've shot this one full of holes. And then, of course, you add in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, which was admittedly an FBI sting operation gone horribly wrong. Things really start making a lot of sense in that department. I wanted to carry over, who do we have? Mike, I wanted to carry you over. You had one more question?
Yeah, I was just concerned about what I heard earlier on the Power Hour about the Super Bowl. You know, I'm not a big sports fan. In fact, yesterday was like driving around on Christmas Day for me. It was kind of nice. But
there will be a Super Bowl. There will be a Super Bowl. If Pittsburgh wins, I highly doubt it's going to be martial law and the government is moving to Pittsburgh. Is that the story you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm just thinking 80,000 people vaporized would be a great place to boost Bush's ratings and declare martial law and get the ball really rolling in their favor.
Yeah, it would also backfire on Bush, who says he's protecting us now because of the NSA spying and the Super Bowl. I mean, until this is when you want to get really worried. Mike, if that Patriot Act expires, if he has to come out and say, I have to stop using the NSA to spy on you, by the way, I watched Enemy of the State the other day, folks, great movie, then we might get a little bit nervous. Because at that point, he's not allowed to protect us anymore. But right now, this falls in his lap. If anything happens, he will be blamed for it.
But does not the Patriot Act expire on the 3rd and yet the Super Bowl's on the 5th?
You could have a point there. Well, I mean, and you also have another point that, look, there are a lot of soft targets around. I'll tell you something funny. We were up in New York for the conventions, Alex and I and some others, the coronations, as we like to call them, the Republican National Coronation Ceremony. And with all of that police state security that you've seen in Martial Law, Rise of the Police State, the newest Alex Jones film, it would have been really easy for a terrorist to come in with a backpack and blow up countless people. It would have been very easy. And if that was a soft target, can you imagine what a soft target something like the Super Bowl might be? Yeah. So it actually defies imagination how with our porous borders, how with so many soft targets and cells supposedly working inside the United States as we speak, how not one terrorist incident has happened in the last 4 years. It's not because the government is so competent, because we have to remember how incompetent they say they were before 9/11. It didn't magically happen on the 12th of September 2001. They became competent. So again, this just doesn't make sense. And this is something I often use when I'm talking to people who don't know about a lot of this information, Mike, is if there really were terrorists who were out to get us, they would have done something, of course, in the last 4 years. Now, of course, conveniently, Osama bin Laden just came out in his tape and made an excuse for why they haven't done anything for the last 4 years. So I guess Osama bin Laden is working with George W. Bush, but we've said that all along.
But if something did happen, they could also go, oh, well, we could have gone with the truth.
I'm not in the prediction game, and I would probably put my money on the fact you're going to see the Super Bowl and the Seahawks are going to win. Thanks for the call, Mike. Second hour of Alex Jones Show coming up right after this and our special guest. More of your calls. Stay tuned.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.